Over 40 primary school children listen intently to every word which is being said by a group of high school students standing at the front of the classroom. I don't think many of them have ever thought about the issue of food security before, but without really knowing it, they are now.
Seasonal food choices means to be aware of where fruit and vegetables you eat come from and if they're in season in your local area or not.
Rachel Waters, Amber Roberts, Kate Bridges, Bernice Amberdeen Rolofse are 5 grade 9 students with an idea. They want people to start eating food which is in season. Amber says they pick the topic because they don't think people think enough about it.
We just found that people weren't really thinking about where their food was actually coming from and what they're actually eating. And we thought that, you know, picking what they actually were eating and when they were eating it might help to educate them a little bit more on that kind of thing. I think people don't realise what they actually do when they're coming from overseas and other places. And I think it's better for us if we know. And I thought that, you know, doing about seasons would help us to be able to educate them a little bit more. Because I think just saying where your food comes from, it's quite broad. But focusing on seasonal was kind of like narrowing our field down a little bit better.
And what are the advantages of eating food that's in season? What do we get out of it?
Well, there's more nutrition in the food, and because it's seasonal, it's most likely come from a place nearby. However, if you don't get it in season, it's most likely being shipped from somewhere else, and they'll usually spray chemicals or something on it, which lower the nutritional value.
How much do you think people really know about where their food comes from, especially your age group?
Barely any. I mean, when we started this project, we didn't even know. We had no idea what had happened to the food. And when we started researching, we realised, and we were like, we need to educate people. This is intense.
As Amber, Rachel and then Bernice said, it's an issue which they think should be at the forefront of everyone's mind. However, despite this, Amber says it was really hard to find which food is in season and when.
Yeah, it's like quite difficult. We had to go to a lot of websites to try and find what grows when.
There was lots of different websites and they said lots of different things as well.
So it was just trying to narrow down what was actually right was quite difficult. So I think it would be really hard for people that are just there for curiosity. They're not going to spend a while researching it, so they're going to get the wrong information. And I think that we should be like working harder to make sure that they do get the right stuff.
This hurdle to information is something which the girls are now passionate in solving. They want to develop a phone app which simply states which food is in season, where and when. Michelle Sanders works with kids teaching kids and says such ideas and ways of thinking are the essence of what the week is all about and why it was created 16 years ago.
So from a young age, you find that students are generally curious about the natural environment and what's happening in the world around them. And it's really about fostering that sense of curiosity and interest and getting to think about different ways that they can engage their audience in what they think is really important to them and what is really important in their lives and their future lives as well.
Why is it so important to engage kids in issues like we heard today about food security?
Yeah, so if you think, these are real issues that are happening in the world today, and students do have, and young people do have opinions and ideas on how we can have a more sustainable future. So it's about giving them a voice, an opportunity to have their voice heard and communicate with other people, other young people who feel the same about these issues.
Is there, you know, any way of doing it other than tapping into that younger generation? Is there something unique about tapping into the younger guys that you just don't get with tapping into people that are a bit older?
I think, yeah, there certainly is. There is that unique factor in that they are excited by these things. They are engaged in the topics. They sort of haven't been beaten down by all of the negative messages around them. So they come up with these really innovative ideas that sometimes we are so constrained by what we've heard as adults or what we know as adults that they're really inventive in the ideas that they're coming up with and the future that they want to see.